On today's Kids Corner,
there's panic in Tarine this morning because of the expanding mud pits. We have Park Ranger Sally Mander with us live. Good morning, Ranger Mander. What's the story?
Just yesterday, we learned that the mud pits are expanding faster than we ever thought possible.
Amazing.
In fact, at this rate, Tarine will soon slip into the mud pits and we can't do a thing about it.
Oh, terrifying.
Stay tuned. Time for Kids Corner's Liz and Friends.
Hi, Liz.
30 minutes of adventure.
It's only the coolest and most popular club in school.
With Liz, Lucille, Skink, Spike, Scooter, Grandpa Noli, and all their friends.
It isn't Liz and Lucille.
So get set for lifetime adventures.
Oh, I can't believe this.
With Liz and Friends.
That is one strange lizard.
Two of the most wonderful words any student can hope to hear are field trip. And today's outing promises to be an adventure the kids can really get into.
Okay, everybody, all aboard. You don't want to be late for the mud. all the fun.
I didn't know you were coming, Grandpa.
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Liz, Lucille. Yeah, Miss Waddle knew how much I love the mud pits, and I still have my bus driver's license, so I thought I'd do double duty, drive and herd. I mean, help keep track of you kids.
I just wish Maury and Spike could be here.
Yeah.
Oh, where are they, Lucille?
Well, Spike's got a cold, and Maury had to go back to the dentist again.
Oh, that's too bad.
All right. I need everyone in their assigned seats. Liz?
Yeah?
Lucille,
mm-hmm.
Could you help check and see that everyone's here?
Oh, sure thing, Miss Waddle.
Okay, now I have to be sure everyone has turned in their permission slips and waivers. The pits can be a little dangerous.
Well, there are some places where the mud's a couple hundred degrees. You just have to be careful.
I am so glad you're here to help, Grandpa Noli.
All present and accounted for, Miss Waddle.
Good. Well, let's go.
Mud pits, here we come.
When they arrived at the mud pits, the kids walked out to an interesting sight. There were a few buildings in front of them, and behind that, a huge, gurgling, steaming swamp filled with mud. The kids oohed and aahed at the vast pit of mud, and were surprised to see many older lizards sitting in the mud pit with mud all over them.
Boys and girls, gather round and stay with the group. I want you all to say hello to Ranger Sally Mander.
Hello.
Well, hi, everybody, and welcome to my world. The best mud pit in all of Tarine.
Ranger Mander, why would anyone pay to roll around in the mud?
Hey, it looks like fun to me.
Well, young lady, folks travel from all over the country to come to our famous spa called Mud, Bath, and Beyond. They believe that their skin will absorb some of the nutrients in the mud through a type of osmosis, and that it will be beneficial for them.
Oh, I see. And what makes the mud bubble up like that?
Oh, yeah. Good question, young man. Because the Earth's magma is so close to the surface near here, the water and the dirt are boiled into a kind of mud, and you get the mud pits.
Hmm.
So, for once, the pits mean something good. I love that line.
Oh, how do you know how hot the thing is? Where lizards can roll and where they can't?
Oh, excellent question. And the answer, my bud, is sticking in the mud. Right over there.
That's the fancy measuring station? It looks like a stick to me.
Oh, well, it's not just a stick.
Huh?
That's our precision depth gauge. It's a state-of-the-art scientific wonder that gives us precise updates. It allows us to calibrate the density of the water, clay, dirt, and chemicals, to assess the mineral components, and the temperature of the mud.
Huh? What did she say?
Skink, come on, pay attention.
Hey.
She said the diagnostic station quantifies the essence of the components.
Anybody got a translator?
It just means that the pole in the mud tells the rangers how deep the goop is, how hot it is, and what it's made of.
Uh-huh, well why didn't she just say that? I understand the stick thingy.
Well, kids, it's almost time to see the pavilion and get some treats.
Mm.
First, a quick warning brought to you by our sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
Please understand, this trip is provided by the aforementioned entity and is intended for the use of our paying patrons. Any improper activities such as walking in the mud, diving in the mud, putting hands in the mud, sticking your head in the mud, or pushing anyone else in the mud without the expressed written consent of Mud Bath and Beyond is strictly prohibited. Oh, and do not go near the measuring apparatus. It was recently installed and needs to settle.
Hey, I got a question. Is it true that Tareen is gonna sink into the mud pits one of these days?
That's what my brother told me.
Now, hold on. No, young man, that's not going to happen.
No.
And the measuring devices are here for that very purpose. To put that and other silly rumors about mud monsters to rest.
Hey, wait a second. Mud monsters?
As I said, that's just a rumor.
Oh, come on!
I do not intend to question your expertise or your credentials, but my parents are educators, and they said that from the data they've seen, the mud pits have grown in size considerably in the past 10 to 20 years. How do you explain that?
I think you're talking about the famous photos of Tareen taken about 30 years ago that show a much smaller pit. We're not certain how authentic those are, but we're continuing to study the information.
Okay, but what would happen if the mud pits did get really big? Isn't it possible the whole town could be swallowed?
Yeah.
There's no cause for alarm. I mean, look at me. I work here, and I'm not afraid at all. And if the mud pits were to expand, I know that our engineering staff would do whatever it takes to control the growth. Oh, now, if you'll excuse me, it's time to take my morning readings. Thanks, Miss Waddle. Grandpa, it was nice to meet you, kids.
Goodbye. Thanks.
Thank you, Ranger Mander.
All right, well, if anybody wants to eat some nice gold mud, follow me straight over to the pavilion.
That sounds good. Hey, Lucille?
Yeah, Liz?
Did any of that make you kind of scared? Oh, not that I'm scared or anything. I was just worried about you.
Oh, you mean the stuff about the town being swallowed?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I guess it did at first. But then when Ranger Mander said that she wasn't afraid, and how all the thermometers and yardsticks and stuff were so accurate, I'm okay now. That really helped calm me down.
Oh, yeah. Oh, me too, definitely. Hey, come on! Let's get some of those mudsicles before they're all gone!
Yum.
Build up your faith each week with the Kids Corner Devotions, now available at kidscorner.net.
Welcome to Kids Corner Devotions.
Read or listen each week and share the devotions as a family with a Bible message, readings, and prayer.
Wherever you go, I will watch over you.
Included each week is a Casey's Day comic, illustrating the theme of the week through the eyes of three Christian kids. You can download the audio and listen along with hosts Dexter.
I'm Dexter.
And Marilisa.
I'm Marilisa.
Learn more about the Bible, memorize a new verse, and pray for the week ahead.
Will you pray with me?
Hey, Mom and Dad, there's a parent blog for you too, so you can build on what your kids are learning each week.
Use my gifts. Go with my blessing.
So check out the Kids Corner Weekly Devotional, now available at kidscorner.net.
Miss Waddle's class spent the day touring the grounds around the mud pit and visiting the various exhibits. Then Miss Waddle announced it was time to leave.
All right, everyone. It's time to go back to school.
Aww.
So please pick up any trash you see on the ground and head back to the bus. Mm. Has anyone seen Skink?
No.
Cammy, did you have fun?
I guess so. But I still wonder if the town is safe. After all, the ranger didn't sound very sure about how fast the mud pit is growing. At least we'll know for sure when the measurements are taken. Science doesn't lie.
Pardon, out of my way, please. Excuse me.
Did you see that?
Sure did.
Yeah.
I didn't know Ranger Mander could run that fast.
Something's wrong, and I know what happened. My hypothesis is indisputable.
What hypothesis?
Yeah.
Well, Cammy thinks she's right about the mud pits growing.
Lucille, look!
Wow. One, two, no, five. Lizards are running back towards the pit.
Wow.
Uh-oh, what's happening? Maybe it's got something to do with the monitoring device.
No, I think they probably finally found a mud monster.
Now, hold on. That's enough of that. All anybody knows is that we saw some people running toward the mud pits. That's it. Now, let's head back to the bus.
The next morning, after a fitful night of sleep, dreaming about mud monsters who fought X-monsters, Liz awoke to his clock radio.
7:47 on a Thursday. Good morning. Here's our main story. Like a sinking feeling. Irene's famous
Liz, wake up. Turn on your radio. Quick.
I'm already listening to it, Lucille.
Buy one box of worms, get one free. Now available in assorted flavors.
Hey, have you ever tried those strawberry worms?
Listen!
Now the news.
There's panic in Tureen this morning because of the expanding mud pits. We have Park Ranger Sally Mander with us live. Good morning, Ranger Mander. What's the story?
Well, Stone, the mud pits are growing at an alarming rate.
And how did you learn that?
Well, about 6 weeks ago, the head of the park system wanted to put a stop to all the rumors about the pits, and we installed a high-tech measuring analysis module.
Well, what have you learned?
Well, two things. First, we learned how hard it is to install a high-tech measuring analysis module. Oh, you should have seen the directions. It was 40 pages long, and you had to put Module A into Module B.
Yes. What else did you learn?
Well, just yesterday, we learned that the mud pits are expanding faster than we ever thought possible.
Amazing.
In fact, at this rate, Tureen will soon slip into the mud pits, and we can't do a thing about it.
Oh, terrifying.
Later at school, Liz and Lucille caught up with Cammie. She had a bunch of kids around her, listening to the frightening news.
Hi, Cammie.
Hey, Cammie.
Hey. Oh, did you guys hear the report?
Yeah, we heard Ranger Mander on the radio.
Hey, I have an idea.
What?
Well, that's a bad sign.
Hey. What is it?
Well, if the report's true, maybe there's something we can do, even though the town's sinking.
Right, we could pray.
Pray.
Well, yeah.
Well, I'd rather face the facts than engage in wishful thinking. Listen to the last paragraph of this article. Quote, according to the latest data, the mud pits grew deeper by almost 50% in the past day.
Wow. Well, I heard that they were going to double-check their information before they decide anything. And in the meantime, I'm going to pray and ask God to
help. Sorry, Lucille. This is a job for geologists and mathematicians.
Well, yeah, but since God made everything, even mud, I think he can help us here.
Yeah, I'm with you, Lucille.
Heavenly Father, we're scared about the mud pits, but I know we could trust you and that you could do anything. So please help us and please save Tureen. But what if the reports are wrong, Cammie?
Yeah, I mean, come on, you see it all the time.
Yeah, like when?
Well, like when my mom takes my temperature to see if I have a fever. She takes it at breakfast and gets one temperature, and a few minutes later, it spiked up 4 degrees.
That's not the thermometer's fault, Liz. That's probably a heating pad.
Oh, well, yeah, if you put it right here under your arm and turn it on high, it does kind of make a difference.
Well, I'm going to do the only sensible thing when facing disaster.
What's that?
Yeah, what?
Prepare for the future. The lack of it. Mm-hmm. Lucille, would you like my back issues of Popular Mud Pits?
Well, to be honest, I don't really think
Liz?
Yeah?
How would you like my collection of political bumper stickers?
What?
I've got Save the Bears, Save the Eagles, Save the Dolphins.
You don't have anything with the Packers on it, do you? Well, anyway, why are you writing a will if all of us are doomed?
Well, some of us may make it out alive.
Oh.
I just want to be prepared if I don't.
Cammie, I hate to see you give all your stuff away.
Yeah,
I just wish you had faith in God.
Lucille, I do have faith. I trust in what can be proven. And no offense, but how can you prove there's a God?
Well, I guess I can't prove it, but you can't not prove it either.
Yeah.
I know God has given me a new life and that he gives me comfort even when my world seems to be sinking. Can science do that?
Science is not about emotions, Lucille. You have faith, and that's fine for you. I'm glad it helps you. But I need facts, and the facts prove the town is sinking. Ugh. I have to go write the rest of my will. See you guys later.
Yeah, see ya.
Bye, Cammy. Lucille, I am really getting worried about her.
I know, I thought this whole mud thing would draw her closer to Guy, and instead she seems to be going the other way.
And there may not be much time to help her change her mind.
I've got an Easter story Bible question for you. Are you ready? Who was the disciple who doubted in Jesus' resurrection? All right, how about this one? Can you name the woman who met Jesus in the garden? Explore the story of Easter together with the puzzles and games in the Bible Challenge Activity Book 5. Can you figure out all 9 KC Bible puzzles? Read the clues, open your Bibles, and give us your best answers. Test your own knowledge or work together with a friend or family member to find the solutions. Have fun as you learn more about the most important moment in God's big story. Just go to kidscorner.net and click on Activities to download the Bible Challenge Activity Book. Have a blessed Easter time from all your friends at Kids Corner.
After school, Liz and Lucille decided they needed some advice about the situation from a trusted friend.
Oh, now, slow down. So you tried talking to Cammy, and she's convinced we're all going to die.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and instead of turning to God, she says she only has faith in empirical evidence. And we don't know what to
Grandma.
Do. It's really sad.
First of all, I want to commend you for caring about Cammy. And about the mud pits? Well, the evidence isn't all in yet. And we're still praying.
But how can we change your mind, Grandpa?
Yeah. You can't, Lucille. Only God can change minds and hearts, and you can't argue anybody into heaven. You just have to keep praying for her and hope she'll see the truth.
But that's hard.
Yeah, that's
you bet hard. It is hard. We need to pray that God will show her that he's there and that he's trustworthy and that he'll take care of us no matter what happens.
Oh, yeah, we could do
now,
that.
How about you two? You scared of what's going on?
Well, yeah. I mean, I guess we're okay.
Yeah.
Our parents don't seem too upset.
That's good. When you've been around as long as I have, you learn to take these different crises in stride.
Like what?
Well, if the mud pits turn out to be a problem, well, we'll just move the town.
Oh, that's a good idea.
The main point is, well, there's a verse that talks about this. It's in Matthew chapter 6. Here, Liz, you read it.
Right here?
Jesus is talking about all the things we worry about in life. You know, food and clothes, money. And he ends right here. Go ahead.
Okay. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own.
Well, that's true.
I don't get
it. Well, there are some things we can control to keep ourselves safe, like
buckling our seatbelts,
hey,
or not running around with food in our mouths, because, man, that can be
exactly.
A chunk.
And we ought to do everything we can to keep people safe, but there are some things we don't have much control over.
Like the mud pits.
And if our faith is in God, and we put our trust in him, then we don't have to fret or be anxious.
Walking home from Grandpa's, Liz and Lucille felt a lot better about Cammy and the mud pit crisis. But as they came over the hill, they were startled to see something that looked like a strange animal walking by the road.
Lucille, what is that?
Well, it's kind of tall,
yeah.
And he walks funny,
yeah.
And it looks like it's made out of mud.
It's a mud monster.
Mud monster? Where's a mud monster? What mud monster?
Wait, Skink?
Yeah, where's this mud monster?
Oh, man. Take a look at your clothes. You're covered with this stuff.
Oh, yeah, that. I gotta be going. See
whoa,
you later.
Wait a minute.
What?
Why weren't you in class this afternoon?
Yeah. Well, hey, stop asking questions and leave me alone. Both of you. I didn't do anything and you can't prove it either.
We can't prove what?
Well, that I did something wrong.
What?
Well, not that I did. Well, look, I'm not as bad as people think. Anybody can make a mistake.
Wait, you Skink, what are you talking about? What kind of mistake?
Well, you mean you don't know?
Know what?
Know what?
About the measuring stick and the mud deal?
Oh, wait a second. You know something about the mud pit crisis?
Look, promise not to tell.
Oh, come on. You can't ask us that, Skink.
Oh.
We don't even know what you need to tell us.
Come on.
All right. It happened on the day of the trip. When Miss Waddle and Grandpa turned their backs, I took a walk.
Oh, no. You didn't go in the pit, did you?
Well, no. I mean, no, sorta.
What?
Stink.
Well, I saw the measuring stick thingy in the mud, and it wasn't straight. It was all crooked.
Yeah, well, it was supposed to be like that.
Well, how was I supposed to know that?
All right, okay, hold on. Skink, what did you do?
Well, I kind of reached out as far as I could to straighten it up.
Oh, no.
And, well, I only wanted to help.
Uh-huh, and then what happened?
Well, I kind of lost my balance, and I fell against the stick.
Skink. But the ranger said to stay away from it because...
I know, but what did you want me to do? Just fall in?
Yeah?
Hey, that stupid stick just kept sinking and I had to use it for leverage to push myself back onto the edge.
That's why they think the town is sinking.
Okay, but then why are you all muddy now?
Well, when I heard about the report, I went back to fix the whole thing, but there were a million people there.
Yeah.
Honest, I was gonna try to put it back the way it was.
Oh, Skink.
I knew it. I knew that if everybody found out that Tureen's not sinking into the mud, I'd still get in trouble. That's why I didn't tell anybody.
Well, now that you mention it, it is nice to know that we're not gonna be buried in boiling mud, isn't it, Lucille?
No doubt about that, Liz. But how are we gonna let everybody know?
Liz and Lucille convinced Skink to go to Miss Waddle, who brought him to Ranger Mander. She was so overjoyed that Tureen wasn't sinking that she nearly hugged him, except he was still covered with mud. And Skink didn't have to go to jail, though Ranger Mander said he would have to spend a few weekends picking up trash around the pavilion. The next day, Liz and Lucille met with Cammy before class and talked about the misunderstanding.
I guess you guys think I overreacted believing the town was going to sink and all.
Well, you weren't alone, Cammy. We were all scared.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, I'm just glad to know that science didn't fail us. It was just incorrect data.
Well, you know, you did one thing that was really smart, Cammy.
I did?
Mm-hmm, yeah, remember when you were writing up your will?
Oh.
You said you were preparing for the future?
Yeah, that. I'm not going to give you my popular mud pits anymore. I hope that's okay.
Oh, sure.
Oh,
but,
good.
You know, Liz and I wanted to talk with you about something.
Yeah.
Yes?
You know, you see, you don't have to be scared about the future when you have God in your life.
Hmm.
Because he knows the past, and he knows the present, and he knows what's to come.
Well, I do believe in science. But if you don't have all the facts, it can be kind of scary.
Well, yeah, but Grandpa showed us a verse in the Bible that says when you have God in your life, you don't have to be afraid of what's going to happen tomorrow. Because each day has enough trouble of its own.
Mm-hmm. Well, I sure would like to not have to worry about stuff like sinking towns
yeah,
and
sure.
math tests.
Hey,
and...
wait a second. Did you say math test?
Yeah, we're having one this morning.
Oh, no.
What's wrong, Liz?
I forgot to study. Oh. Hey, maybe we can get Skink to move that stick in the mud one more time.
Liz.
Oh, come on, just a little bit, just to buy us time before the test.
I don't think so.
No.
Phew, I'm glad that the mud pit scare was only a Skink mistake. But this crisis gave Liz and Lucille an opportunity to put their faith into action and to talk with Cammy about it. When big fears invade our lives, it's the perfect time for us to show our faith in God and to tell others about God and His love. Do you have a big fear in your life? Talk with your parents about it and pray for God to help you have faith in His care and protection. You'll be glad you did.
Hey, you know what?
Shh, listen.
That's all the time we've got for today's Listen Friends.
Do you hear that?
Don't miss any of our shows.
It's fun.
Remember, we need to hear from you.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
Contact us at our website, kidscorner.net. That's kidscorner.net.
I can't believe it.
Remember, you can get all the KC stuff there.
How to get what?
Download stories, work through the Bible study, and get closer to God.
That was just what I needed.
And become one of God's children.
Do you hear that?
The KC website is for you.
Come on, don't you want to know what's going on?
Kidscorner.net. Everyone's waiting to hear from you.
I've been looking all over for you.
So do it now.
That was good.
And follow Kids Corner throughout the week at facebook.com/kidscornerradio.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, thanks for listening, and don't miss our next show. See ya.
I'll see you later, Liz.
See you later.
Today's show was written by Chris Fabry and Robert Sutherland. Liz and Friends is a production of Reframe Ministries.